Now, electric vehicles, it seems, are being written off after relatively minor accidents where their petrol counterparts might be repaired. Insurers are scrapping electric vehicles, and it's being done because of a lack of skilled labour. There are not enough mechanics who understand EVs or can work with EVs to repair them. And so the EVs are being dumped, so much for being better for the environment. What can we do to change this situation? Matt Hobbs is the Chief Executive of Motor Trades Association of Australia and joins me today. Matt, hello.
Hi, Jules. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining me, because as EVs are becoming increasingly popular, Matt, people like them. They don't want to have to pay for petrol anymore. It seems to be, you know, we want to be better for the environment, all those sorts of things. And yet at the moment, it would seem if they're involved in sort of minor altercations, it might mean the end of the life for the car.
Yeah, well, like with any new technology, you've got to bring the skills along to fix them and fix them efficiently and quickly. And at the moment, we just don't have enough people who are EV ready. And we've got a plan to help it happen, but we need to work in conjunction with government to get it working.
Yeah, because the government's making a push here. It wants to meet its climate targets. EV is part of the push. What can we be doing then to make sure then we've got the skills required to make sure that we can maintain and service these vehicles? Because in the long run, that has to be better for the environment, Matt.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that EVs are amazing vehicles, and anyone that's driven one raves about them. But there is a difference in how you repair an EV versus a traditional internal combustion engine. And it can be, even when you look at body damage on the car, in an EV, you still need to be trained properly to deal with the vehicle, to make sure that you're safe, that you've powered down the vehicle correctly so that you can work on panels and other things. So what we're recommending, and the conversation we're having with governments, both at the state and the federal level, is that we need to ensure that the industry has enough apprentices, that we upskill the people who are there, and make sure that they're safe and know what they're doing on these vehicles, but also look at all the other parts of government and putting these skills on the skills priorities list, because that unlocks so much help for the industry.
When you say upskilling mechanics, how much are we talking about here? And should there be a government program rolled out to do that?
For example, in WA, we've got the Motor Trades Association of WA, a fantastic program. It's three modules, gets existing mechanics and technicians upskilled so they can work safely, not only on vehicles that go on the road, but also mining vehicles that are increasingly being electrified. So the programs exist. Now, depending on the state and the course, the three modules are somewhere between $5,000 and $7,000 for a person who's already trained to work on cars. So we're looking to find a way of helping businesses and people who are technicians and mechanics to get access to those courses as quickly as they possibly can.
Does it mean then repairing an EV will be more expensive for a while as people try to recoup those costs? If they're spending $5,000 to $7,000 to get the skills, then you might start charging more to repair an EV, even if you have the ability to do it.
I think the underlying cost of an EV or any car is the actual car itself. And people take a long view on spending money on their own training, and they look to recoup that over the period of their work over 20, 30 years. So I think that the actual training itself is not the driver of the cost. It's new technology, new skills, new parts are needed to ensure that we can get a cost-effective fix. Now, sometimes the wait is too long, and so cars are getting written off because the cost to repair and the time to compare them just becomes too cumbersome for the insurance companies.
And Matt, what are you hearing in terms of the stories of the cars being written off? How minor damage are we talking about for a car to just be said, no, send it to the scrapyard?
Well, a lot of the times it's something that's touched the battery, and it might not be obvious to the naked eye without removing panels and other things. And often, I was at a crash repair expo only 2 weeks ago, and in these early stages with new vehicles, understanding what can be repaired and what can be written off. Because if you're in a major accident, whether it's a traditional vehicle or a new EV, you know, sometimes they can't be fixed. Mm-hmm. But it's that assessing skill and understanding what is a reasonable repair on a vehicle, and to ensure the parts are in the country to make sure it's quick. So there are stories of cars that you would think would just get repaired being scrapped. But in the majority, I think over the long term, there is a way of us reducing the amount that that happens. And I think that's really important, your lead-in about these are environmentally friendly cars. Well, they need to be on the road as long as possible, not scrapped.
Too early, yes. It doesn't make any sense at all, Matt, the energy to produce a new car. I think most of us could agree they need to be on the road for as long as possible. So, Matt, are you saying if they're in a minor altercation, so just a minor bingle, or even if maybe there isn't even another car involved, say I've just, I don't know, let me use a recent example of mine. It's not that recent, but I'll use my own accident, Matt, where I've had the garage door come down on my car as I've been reversing from it. Whoops. Yes. Anyway. So yeah, for me,
myself the other day.
Did you do it yourself?
Yeah. I roll the doors in the back of the car and not my friend. But things like that.
I feel you, Matt. But just in the example if it was an EV that I was driving, would they might think about scrapping my EV?
I don't believe so. Okay. And it's if you were back into a pole and somehow had dented the battery pack, now that's a pretty big ask. You'd have to be going pretty quickly. Then that's where you start to look at them. But those sort of incidences are relatively easy to fix on a internal combustion engine. Whereas in an EV, you need to make sure that if you are working on the panels of the car, you've got skilled technicians who know how to deal with a 400-volt battery. And so at the moment, that's causing delays. And so even if you have a minor bingle, you need to make sure that we've got enough people to be able to fix them, just like any other car.
All right. Well, good luck with it, Matt. Be careful of those roller doors. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks very much, Julie.